incredible run from James Tedesco, hero of Camden and the southwest of Sydney, all the way through to rugby league megastar. But game one in the NRL for the Tigers, did his knee.
I was there. I was calling the game. I was calling the game, and it was. I think it might have been James's first run with the ball.
In open pasture. No one around him. Well, he's certainly kicked on since then. He's dealt with injuries. He's had the mix, but then he's had premiership success, state, country. It is a great pleasure to have this man on the line right now, Mr. James Tedesco, about to play your 200th game. Well done, sir, and welcome again to the program.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
The boys become a man. Can you take us back to junior rugby league days? Camden, really strong rugby league area, good competition there. Did you start right from the get-go, James? Did you know you had something a little bit different to some of the other players you're up against?
I was probably a standout. I was probably just very fast. Speed was probably my main asset when I was a kid. I scored lots of tries just from being fast. And then, I played my age at Camden, and then a lot of my friends were a year older, so I ended up playing a year up as well. And then sort of when I got to about to St. Greg's, though, a lot of the kids started to shoot up bit taller and bigger than me. That's when I sort of started a little bit of a plateau where I was sort of didn't see my growth spurt until I was about 17. So I always had that skill and speed when I was a kid. It just sort of took me a while, I guess, to grow into that and get some size.
Ted, this is your fifth season at the Roosters, and I'll go back to last year and just talking about the evolution of your game. And last year, without Luke Keary, with a young half, Sam Walker, in his rookie season, you changed your game, didn't you? Like, you just feel responsible to try and get your team a win, and that's been evident both at State of Origin club level. But you obviously worked on your game and thought, well, I need to do more than what I'm doing, and you changed your game for the better.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sort of, I guess the first years when I first came to the Roosters, I had Keary and Cooper, and they took control of the team, and I just had to do my thing at fullback. And I think probably in 20 and 21, we sort of lost Rads and Keary in 20, and then young halves last year as well. So I sort of, I just sort of evolved my ball playing skills, I guess, and then my involvements around the middle, and sort of, I guess, yeah, just as a leader of the team, I wanted to try and get my hands on the ball as much as possible, not just wait out the back for something to be created or happen. So, it's probably just how my game evolved. And I've sort of, now this year, it's sort of been a bit of both, trying to find that balance of getting my hands on the ball, but then that natural fullback role as well with my support and inside play, but then first receiver roles and just sort of, varying up my game as much as possible.
How do you feel about your team this year? You're sitting down the bottom end of the eight, but the last few weeks and there's been signs and you're starting to get some players back. And you mentioned one, Luke Keary. Like, Luke Keary back in a Roosters team makes a huge difference. But the signing of Lodge, Lindsay, Collins, Siwa, coming back over the next few weeks, it's looking pretty strong up front, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of confidence and belief sort of building in the last month. The last month, the footy's been really good. We've had some good wins, but yeah, we definitely feel like we haven't still hit our peak yet. We haven't had a proper 80-minute performance that we've been happy with. We've sort of been in and out of periods of 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes that have been outstanding, but then sort of discipline and errors sort of hurting us a bit. So Lodgy's been outstanding for us. I mean, we lost Lindsay and Siwa and having just Lodgy there, he just goes forward for us, and he's been a great addition for us. I'm pretty close to Lodgy. I was with him at the Tigers, and he's just loving footy again. So he's been awesome for us. But yeah, having Keary, and just feel like we didn't, at the start of the year, we were sort of still finding out who we were, and I feel like the last month or so we've really locked into how we're going to play footy, and we're pretty confident we can make a good run to the finals and have some success.
James Tedesco, our special guest ahead of his 200th game in the NRL. All right, James, this is the big one. Through 199 matches, and boy, oh boy, can we put together a hell of a Tedesco highlights reel. There's great origin moments. There's series winning moments. There's premiership success. isolate one moment, the best moment that you'd like to right now go and relive from your career through the 199 games and all the rep matches.
Tough one, boss.
We asked the tough questions. Ray Martin stuff here, mate.
I think the probably the Origin 2019 was probably that game winning try in Sydney, like in the last seconds of the game. I don't think I can get a better moment than that. I think I know it's been replayed numerous times already, but yeah, I guess I'll look back. I think that's probably the biggest one I'll probably look back after my career and be pretty proud of that. The two premierships as well. I mean, that's pretty hard to go past that. When you work so hard for it with your club, with your team all year, and then to go and win the grand final 2 years in a row with the pretty much the similar team, it's pretty special.
Yeah, and of course, there's Italy, 2013 World Cup, James. I thought that might have got a run there. There's some. Haven't you come a long way? Because it's a World Cup year. Obviously, you'll be there for Australia this time round. But back in 2013, you were starring for Italy.
I was under Mini's wing back then. He was fullback. I was in the centres. So I think I came back and had a lot of confidence after that. After that Italy, I sort of had a few injuries before that. And after the World Cup 2014, I had a pretty good. Came back with a lot of confidence, and that was great times in Italy, playing England, being able to tour over there, and yeah, playing with guys like Mini and both the Minis, Lafranchi, a lot of great legends of the game.
Serraldo was another. Yes.
Yeah, Cameron Serraldo.
Serraldo, yeah.
Ted, any golf? You just heard the golf update. Are you on anyone? Yeah. You had a little wager on anyone, and are you playing golf?
No, I was interested in that update. I haven't really been following too much. I know Finau's won the last couple. He's been, I don't think he had one, Eddie. He won for years, and then he's won two in a row.
Yeah, he's won two in a row.
Again. So, no, I've been following. I've seen, is Cam Smith confirmed to live golf? Is that?
Not confirmed, but it sounds like he'll announce it at the end of the FedEx Cup. He'll try and win the $18 million at FedEx Cup and then say, I'm off, boys, yeah.
Mm. And then take the $100 million. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not on anyone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Bossy, I've got to say, one of the highlights amongst many through Origin is listening to Ted, Jake Trbojevic, and Gutho talk about golf, and they love playing. We had a couple of rounds, one up at Mooloolambar and one over in Perth, and just listening to the. You'd swear that these blokes were tour professionals. Like, the chat is fantastic. It really is.
We do love it. We've been messaging Gutho and Jakey to try and get the game going after camp. We haven't got one going yet, but right. Yeah, we do love it. It's hard to match up our schedules to get the game in, but that's one of the highlights of camp. Getting out of play Ambrose, it's a good game, good fun.
It is. Good stuff.
Well, you've achieved plenty, James, already in the career. It certainly ain't over. There's more chapters to be written. I think there's a kid's book, James Tedesco, we've spoken about in the past, and you've dealt with injury. You've had the great moments. You're going to be married, James. All these things are happening in your life. Well done, mate. 200 games. It's a terrific milestone. And on behalf of all league fans, we love watching you do what you do.
Thanks, Bossy. Thanks, Brandy. Appreciate it.
Well, just keep the short up, though. Can you just, in your 200th game, can you make sure we don't have to see the bare backside? Just one game, James. Can you tie him up or something?
That could be a good 200th, remembrance. Short stand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well,
there we go. See you, Ted. All the best. All the best tomorrow. Should be a cracking game against the Cowboys.
Cracking game. Yeah, good turn. That's a lovely faux pas there, Brandy. A cracking game. Good luck, James Tedesco. 200th game tomorrow. You can hear it on SEN. You can watch it on Fox League. Voss and Brandy in the commentary box working together again. It's 21 after 8. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.